Two conversations now with people who did not have much reason to cheer from yesterday's voting. Senator Ted Cruz has already moved on, looking ahead to the next big contest for Republicans in Indiana.
Now, there's been a lot of media speculation lately about vice presidential vetting, and I have an announcement to make. A major announcement. Hillary Clinton has decided on her vice presidential nominee. Hillary has picked Donald Trump.
Cruz is hoping for a big win in 2 weeks in Indiana, and that's him addressing supporters last night. And to get a piece of Indiana's 57 delegates, Cruz has been campaigning across the state all week. John Kasich, governor of neighboring Ohio, has decided not to spend money in the state, part of a pact with Cruz to work together to limit Trump delegates. But Trump is spending $1 million in TV and radio ads and will hold a rally tonight in Indianapolis. He picked up an endorsement from legendary Indiana Hoosiers basketball coach Bobby Knight. So wither the Cruz supporters at this point in the campaign. Bruce Borders is an Indiana state representative and a Ted Cruz supporter. He's not surprised by the result, but he is disappointed. Welcome, Representative Borders.
That's good to be on your show.
What's your argument to Ted Cruz, either to stand down or the party bosses to make this quick?
I'm not sure the argument is as much to Ted Cruz as it is to Donald Trump. Once it gets to the convention, to basically say, hey, Donald, which guy are you? Are you the guy that contributes to Hillary Clinton and contributes to Planned Parenthood? I mean, what do we have to hang our hat on to believe that you're going to hold the values that you seem to come across as of late? That's the biggest problem that I have is that, if I were going to hire somebody, to wire my house, for example, I don't want somebody that read a book about wiring and decided they're an electrician. I want somebody that's already wired a lot of houses and knows what the heck they're doing. And my concern with Donald Trump is a lot of the values that he's espousing as of late, he hasn't espoused those through his entire life, whereas Ted Cruz has, quite frankly.
If Trump could convince you that he's going to toe a line that you can get behind, you're with him all the way to November.
If he ends up winning it, yeah, I mean, I will support him in November because at least with him, I have a 50-50 chance that he's going to, for example, pick a Supreme Court justice, in the mold of Antonin Scalia, that he's going to hold some pro-life values. With Hillary, she's made it clear, she doesn't support any of those things. And even though I don't have the confidence in Donald Trump that I do in Ted Cruz. With Ted Cruz, I'm not worried. Those have been his values throughout his entire life. With Donald Trump, those seems to be things that he's come across as of late. With Hillary, she's made it clear. She basically doesn't hold any of the values that I hold dear.
I just want to ask you, Bruce, and I've been asking a lot of people this. What is the thing that you were saying like 6 months ago about Donald Trump? I mean, I've said plenty of things that were like totally wrong. Is there anything you could just take us back to when you were talking to friends?
I'm actually pretty pragmatic. I mean, actually, I'm a Republican, in a very heavily Democrat. Well, at least maybe at least a fairly heavily Democrat district here in Indiana. As soon as I saw the first debate, last year, and people were going, "Oh, this is just a fluke." I said, "Why would it be?" I said, "If you listen to what he says and the values he's coming across with, I wasn't surprised to see him from the first debate on take the lead and hold it because I just didn't think, there was some type of mass hypnosis that occurred. And I guess I was never one of those that I didn't get shocked by it. I wasn't surprised at all.
Well, Bruce, I told you so, Borders, not bad. Indiana State Representative, I guess you'll have to fall back on the Elvis impersonator thing if the Cruz supporter doesn't work out.
Well, I'm still serving as a state representative and still fighting hard for what I'll call conservative biblical-based values, which I think as a nation, quite frankly, we are on the verge of destroying ourselves as a nation if we don't hold to biblical values. I get sick of people talking about, well, let's just talk economy and not moral biblical values, but they go hand in hand. All truth is God's truth, not just social values, but economics and all of it. It all goes hand in hand.
Elvis tune for this moment in American politics?
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Thank you so much. Ted Cruz supporter and Indiana State Representative Bruce Borders, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.